at some point.
I have a call coming in from... Oh, we've got guys. I gotta watch the phone. Jeez,
oh,
that's
man.
My job over there.
That's your job over there.
We've got guys out on the Pony Express 100 today, and they're running out on the Pony Express trail.
They're gonna run while they call in.
I guess
in.
They did not read the history. You know, the Pony Express was on horses,
right?
But they're running. So Davy Crockett. Any guys remember when we had Davy Crockett on the show? Probably not. I don't think any of you guys were around.
I don't think we were around at that point.
I believe it was either a year or 2 years ago.
I thought you were talking the real Davy Crockett.
Well, he is the real Davy Crockett. Ask him. Ask
you know,
his family.
I do remember this. I do remember this.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He was doing a Trans Grand Canyon run.
Yep.
It was Thanksgiving afternoon. He went down to the Grand Canyon, North Rim, hopped on the trail, ran across, ran back. And he called us as he was coming up the North Rim on Saturday morning, just finishing up his run. But anyway, he's a big endurance runner in the state and in the country. He's well known for that. And this is his sponsored run out here. He's got about 20 or 30 participants out there. That they started 8 o'clock yesterday morning.
Wow.
So the 100 milers are just finishing up. They've got some relay teams, and they've got some 50 milers out there, too.
Okay.
Guys must have
very occasion.
Well, speaking of that, we had, while we were messing around here, we had Davy Crockett call. Just to clue you in, Tim, real quick, remember Davy Crockett was a Trans Grand Canyon run a couple of years ago?
I remember when we took our first call and I questioned Davy Crockett. Come on. Got the coonskin hat.
We're gonna give him a call back here in a second. They're out on the West Desert running the Pony Express 100.
Running it?
Running it. Not on horseback. They're running it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, it'll be a beautiful weekend to do it. I was saying just before we lost our connection there that this... So, Russ, besides Davy Crockett, who else might be calling? I know you've got some other phones out there.
He's trying to get a hold of somebody right now, as a matter of fact. So,
oh, is he?
Yeah, he's... In fact, well, I think he's talking with Dave. I'm not exactly sure what he's got going on, but you know how Russ is with the phones.
Yeah, he's got him on the line,
right, wasn't it?
Right, right. He puts him in pairs and twos. And
then Russ has made connection, and he's now closing his notebook. Give me a play-by-play. I feel like Hot Rod Hundley here.
No, have we got Davey?
Yeah, we do. Let's bring him in.
All right, well, let's just jump in here.
Davey, good morning.
Good morning.
We sound a little crazy on this end, I'm sure. How are things going out in the desert on the Pony Express 100?
Well, great. It's a beautiful, dark morning still. The stars are out like crazy, and we've been running for over 22 hours now.
Now, you guys started 8 a.m. yesterday morning. Is that correct? Yeah, okay. You there, Davey?
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Hear you.
We lost you there for a minute. When did this race start?
Oh, I'm losing you.
Okay.
He needs to stop.
We hear him
second.
Just fine.
Yeah,
so.
We hear you fine, Davey.
Okay, I never hear you.
Okay, now we're going to lose him.
Now we're going to lose you.
Oh,
wait. Let's
keep going. Hold still.
Okay, when does this race start?
This race started yesterday at 8 a.m., and it's an informal group run I've done for the last 4 years. And this year, runners came out for it to either go 50 miles or 100 miles.
Is there one in there for, like, maybe 1 mile?
Water boy.
That's exactly it, I'm telling you.
Where
are you running right now, Davey?
I have about 2 miles left.
Oh,
wow.
Sorry to interrupt you here, buddy.
No problem. So we started at Lookout Pass, which is about 7 miles west of Faust, and headed out 50 miles straight west on the Pony Express trail, almost to Fish Springs, and then the 100-milers turned around and started heading in the opposite direction. Most of them in the dark, so we've been coming back all night.
Any problems out there, or has everything gone smooth?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I almost stepped on a rattlesnake, came real close to it. It's sunning itself in the middle of the road in the afternoon, but that's as close as we got. A bunch of runners have dropped out. You know, they get get tired or sore or blisters or something. And so I think we only have about five or six left on the course heading back.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you guys have got a sat phone out there to kind of cover things. Fortunately, you haven't had to use it for anything.
Right.
It's bless your heart for calling us with 2 or 3 miles left on your 100-mile run. I can't believe you're doing this for us.
No, it's great. No, we enjoy it, and that's fine. I enjoy your show.
Well, Dave, you've really, from what I've heard from your fan club, you've really turned into the premier endurance runner in the USA.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I enjoy writing about my adventures and helping encourage others to try to get fit and give some long-distance runs a try.
All right, buddy. Before we let you go, when's the next time you're going to do the Trans Grand Canyon again?
I may do it next month, looking at maybe doing that, if I can find some time.
All right. We look forward to hearing from you then. Thanks a lot for taking time this morning with us, Davey.
Okay, thanks, Ross.
All right, buddy. You can find more about this run at PonyExpress100.org.
He's Davey Crockett.
If you Google up Davey Crockett, you'll probably get his stuff before you get the other Davy Crockett stuff.
Nah, the guy impressive. Wasn't web savvy, was he?
No, he wasn't.
No. In fact, this Davy didn't sound that tired. I hear Jeff huffing and puffing from running over there.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have to do like 3 flights of stairs.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. There's a little difference there.
Gosh, jeez.
I'm just thinking, you know, we don't ask much of these guys. Just call us on the last 2 miles of a 100-mile run. Or if it's opening day of the hunt, take the day off and call us for a little while, you know? Spook the deer out of the neighborhood. What the heck? That's dedication as far as listeners go, I'm telling you.
Just turn the ringer down so you don't bother anybody.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break for the half. Oh, yeah, that is interesting coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back with more of KSL Outdoors in just a minute. Thanks for joining us.